Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, DBJ.
How are you guys?
How'd you enjoy all that?
I enjoyed it. You know what I wrote down here on my little pad? You're a real radio man, Hawk.
You're on the point. I just play
you're
one
a real
on TV.
Radio man.
I'm a karate man, and a karate man bruised on the inside. All right, now,
that's exactly right.
DBJ, Don Bailey Jr. Don Bailey Jr.
I got bruised on the inside last week.
Yeah, I bet you did, man. So what happened? So Don Bailey Jr., radio voice of the Miami Hurricanes radio network, radio analyst, he'll be on the call tomorrow night. Canes hosting UVA. Do you take any positives from last Saturday?
Well, we
I mean,
almost,
they fought
almost
back.
Had one heck of a yeah. almost had one heck of a comeback. Yeah, there's some positives to me. I mean, DJ Dallas is outstanding. I mean, for him to come up with that play, but I think the two-point conversion that he made was just even more impressive because that play broke down and you really didn't notice it unless you looked at it a few times, and he made that happen on his own. You know, it was nice to see after a calendar year, Jeff Thomas scores a touchdown. And actually got two of them. I think that's hopefully that's encouraging, and that trend starts to keep happening. I will tell you, I was pleasantly surprised with the maturity that Nikosi Perry showed from the last game that I saw him go 1-for-5 against Wisconsin in the Pinstripe Bowl. For him to come out there and throw four touchdown passes in a little more than three quarters and really just look like he'd matured, looked like he had a pretty good grasp of the offense. He ran the huddle, and he took a hit that I thought positively was targeting, and he got up and just kept playing. I think he has proven that Dan Enos has made a positive impact on his career, and I was impressed with that. And I was very disappointed in the giveaways, and I was also disappointed that we didn't have any takeaways by our defense. You know, you gotta, and they did a great job. Virginia Tech did a great job of protecting their quarterback, and you know, he didn't throw that many times. And when he did, it was all safe throws. Either it was a catch or it was going to be out of bounds. But you know, you can't. Throw a pick on the first drive and throw it again and throw it again. And all of them were in good field position for Virginia Tech and expect to win a football game, period. And believe it or not, Miami almost won it. And I guess my last take is it bothers me beyond what words can express about Bubba Baxter missing extra points. Joe asked me during the game, I said, Joe, I don't think I should comment on this. I like doing what I'm doing. I'm just going to be quiet for a moment.
Yeah, that's hard.
DBJ, so, what happened with Jaren? Yeah. What happened? I would expect to see that game against Florida out of Jaren, not six games into the season. Well, the tip-up ball and all, I'm not counting that, but there were just some bad passes, accuracy, decision-making. Like, why did Jaren have that game now?
That's a great question, and I would think that Bud Foster had a little bit to do with it, the defensive coordinator for Virginia Tech. I personally think, whether we want to admit it or not, that, you know, on the long ball that he threw short in the end zone, I think that might have gotten to his head a little bit about, I got to show them that I got to be able to throw the long ball instead of, let's throw completions. That's what I've done. I'm 72%. I don't have a pick. Forget what anybody wants. Forget what anybody says. I'm going to listen to what I should do and find the easy throw that's the open man and do my job. And I can't answer that question because the young man, like, I'm with you. If he was going to have a three-pick day, I would have for sure thought – I wouldn't have been surprised if it was against that defense of Florida's, right? Yeah. A three-pick day against Virginia Tech, I'm not so surprised because of the defense that Foster runs and the way that those guys play in coverage. I said it the week before during the pregame show, I said, everybody's loving Jaren Williams. I hope you love him when he has a 3-pick day, and I didn't mean for it to be the next week.
You jinxed him. Bailey Jr. Is with us. Quickly, because I got to get to the lines here, and we're going to run out of time. But can you give me a quick explanation? Why are the Hurricanes favored tomorrow night over UVA?
You know, Hawk, I just heard you say that, because I don't look at that stuff.
Yeah.
And what am I missing?
Right.
They got a quarterback in Virginia that is one of the most entertaining players in college football. They fought Notre Dame tooth and nail. They survived, for the most part, 8 sacks against Notre Dame, had Notre Dame on the ropes, and Miami is a 2-point favorite. Well, let's give it to the Hard Rock. That Hard Rock is one heck of an advantage, I guess. I don't know.
It's hard to figure out. We've tried all week to figure it out.
I don't think so, man.
Because
he went 422 yards, 4 touchdowns. Nicosi saying, them seeing Nicosi do what he did, thinking if he would have had all 4 quarters, what could the offense have really done? Because he threw for 422.
Well, you bring up a great point, because here's the deal on that. Last year, Nicosi got yanked against Virginia. Hmm. They pulled him. I think he threw 6 passes and threw 3 picks. So, I mean, he had a Jaren Williams day last year against Virginia, and they sat him down. And I guess, you know, they say maybe Miami's got a guy that's a magician now, but I don't know. And Virginia's defense today is better than it was a year ago. So and they picked him 3 times, I think. I don't know.
Don Bailey Jr., you can hear every Miami Hurricanes game on 560 The Joe. Hurricanes Football on The Joe is sponsored by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota, and Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall, and by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You can call 1-800-747-FREE. DBJ, for those of you that don't know, he works in some funny lines during the broadcast for us. He's been doing this 4 or 5 seasons now, and we're always so appreciative when he does. You were so abysmally bad on Saturday that I don't even know where to begin. You also had an off game, and I would have pulled you and gone to Josh Darrow if I could have. Like, you were just off. Don't you remember the Lizzo line? You got to blame it on my juice. You just threw in a random yee. What was that?
How about some yee?
I mean, what is that?
Well, I just figured I'd do a little impromptu. You know what I mean?
Get your head in the game, DBJ. I bet you heard that when you were playing. Get your head in the game, man.
Oh, man, I was on my game. Come on.
No, no. You got a complete big fat F. From both of us. Don't lie.
Really?
Don't lie, Crowder.
Channing gave me an F, too?
DBJ, that was a tough run, bro. You knew my boy. No, that was a tough one.
Bro, do I get any kind of credit for being down 28-0?
Yes. Totally, because you worked in 4 lines in a game that you probably shouldn't have worked any in, because it seemed like they were getting trucked. Yeah, so I give you credit for that.
There is an effort. There is an effort category.
Right. It brought your grade up to an F.
Okay. All right.
Do you have that Lizzo line again by any chance, Solana? Do you have that? Like the actual Lizzo line? I'll give him a second to get that, because I want you to do it again, and I want you to do it right. I'm not satisfied with your work. This is what we want you to say. Gotta blame it on my juice, Gotta blame it on my juice,
Send it again, and if we're not down 28-0, it'll get in.
All right, fair enough. Now, where are we starting with this one, Salah? You want to start with the Friday line? Crowder and I have been waiting all week for this.
So
why is this line in your head, Crowder?
Somebody said it. I was out watching the Canes, Virginia Tech, and Gators, Auburn, and one of my buddies said it at the table, and it just stuck with
me. This is from the movie Friday After Next. Do you ever see the Friday movies?
No.
And it's perfect because the game's on a Friday. This is
Oh, I got you.
This is Miss Purdy. She's got a mustache, and she wants Craig to say hi to his daddy for her. This is the line.
Oh yeah, Craig. to your fine daddy. I said, ah.
Oh, yeah, Craig. Tell your fine daddy. I said, hi.
Oh, yeah, Craig. Tell your fine daddy. I said, hi.
Yeah, but it's got to be hi.
Hi. Well, make sure you put hi. Yeah, okay.
But not hi.
You don't have anybody named Craig. Hi. Now I got to go through the roster and see. I got to go through the roster and see who's named Craig on either side of the ball.
One more time so he can hear it, Solana.
Oh, yeah, Craig. Tell your fine daddy I said hi.
You're going up. You got to go down. Tell your fine daddy I say hi.
Hi. If I get that in, I get the Virginia Tech game scratched off, isn't it?
All right, fair enough. If yes. You but you got to do
fair
it
enough.
That way. I don't want to hear, "Hey Joe, tell your dad I say hi." Like, and then you go, "Oh, I audibled a little bit." Like, it's got to be, "Oh yeah, Craig, tell your fine daddy I say hi."
Oh my God, the things we do for a laugh.
You remember the old Popeye cartoon?
Of course.
You remember Wimpy?
The Burger Man.
Right, right. Do you remember his famous line?
I could barely understand him. What was it?
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
You know what? Where did you get this one from?
You know, I don't know how we stumbled into this. I mean, why was we?
This is 100 years old.
I know. What the hell were we talking about?
You just randomly said that one day. You were just sitting here and
maybe
said,
I was talking about the Hockman Burger or something. It was this week. I remember. You have the actual line from Wimpy, Solana. Here's the actual line from the cartoon.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday, for a hamburger today.
That I can do. Right. I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. That'd be perfect. All right, we got.
That's all he said, though. Do you realize that's all he ever said?
I know. We broke this down on Tuesday. I don't know why.
It's an hour. We did this for an hour, DBJ.
Okay, I'm sorry I'm late. I'm late.
Give him the Friday after next line one more time so he really nails this one.
Oh, yeah. Craig, tell your fine daddy I said, hi.
Hi. You know I'm going to say, hey, hi.
Right.
Hi. I'll be practicing that for 24 hours.
Right. Hi. We got some good ones this week. I'm excited to hear that more than anything.
Those are the three I got. That's
good. We're going to give you those, and maybe I'll feed you a couple more that we've given you already over the past couple weeks, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Do better.
All right. Well, hey, who them Gators got, man? Who them Gators got?
Who?
LSU.
Oh, LSU and Joe Burrow.
8 p.m. Death Valley.
Ooh.
Hey, we win this.
If they win that one,
college football playoffs.
Yep.
All day.
Yep.
You know what? I would have to say you're right. And it's at Death Valley?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, boy. Yep.
See what trash really got in him.
Hurricanes. The Gators are 14-point underdogs in that game, which is a lot.
Oh, I'm taking the points and betting the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that.
All right, DBJ.
LSU's not. Have a good day, guys.
We love you.
Thanks.
I say we love you. What happened?
He hung up.
All of a sudden, he's on a business call? Thanks. Appreciate all your flooring needs.
You say it's natural. I say it's uncomfortable.
Muscle memory. You say to someone, we love you.
Huh?
Love you back. Love you too. Sure.
I lock up.
Hi.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.